The culture of a tiny tropical nation was open to the world when the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans were connected in Panama. A man-made waterway lopped off 8,000 miles from the voyage around South America. Yellow fever and malaria killed tens of thousands of construction workers during the failed French startup and the successful American completion. Since then, newsreels have touted the vital shipping link and its strategic importance during times of war.
An enemy blowing up a ship might block the waterway, might destroy a lock, so there's ceaseless vigilance.
In 1937, General David Stone was in charge of defense.
This canal was conceived and built by our people to serve as a peaceful highway for the commerce of the world, and we intend to keep it so.
Obviously, it's one of our major achievements. It's like going to the moon. You know, it's something we did well and we did right.
Bill Engrick, former state ombudsman of Iowa, was born in the Canal Zone and has been studying the engineering marvel all his life.
It was an effort of the American ingenuity, American skill and ability, and, of course, the gumption and will of Teddy Roosevelt.
As international trade surged and modern ships got too big for the waterway, the Panama Canal became a bottleneck. A massive expansion to meet the demand of the 21st century is set to open as soon as next year. From the fruit we eat to the farm products we export, Midwesterners will be rewarded.
Well, I think it will keep prices in check.
Chris Schrage is the Global Business Opportunities Coordinator at the University of Northern Iowa.
Bananas, all the grapes and stuff that we get from Chile, you know, all of those kinds of things can be moved in faster to us and have less chance of spoilage and wastage for both the suppliers and the intermediaries in the supply chain.
The primary impact for exporters will be on trade between the world's largest economies, the U.S. and China and the rest of Asia. Mike Steenhook is director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
600 million bushels of soybeans went through the Panama Canal last year, and that's the number one U.S. agricultural product that utilizes the canal.
Steenhook says each of the new super ships can accommodate an additional 500,000 bushels, saving time and money for the buyers of American soybeans.
It could save 35 cents per bushel per bushel of soybeans to our ultimate customer, say in Asia. So 35 cents per bushel of soybeans passed on to our customer, that's really going to help us remain competitive.
A more efficient Panama Canal is boosting a field of study crucial to the end users of international commerce, logistics specialists.
Supply management can be as simple as a restaurant where it's just wondering how the food gets to your plate, and not necessarily saying that's simple, but something as common as that, if you will.
Joe Noonan is a junior in supply chain management at the University of Northern Iowa and has been to the canal.
Even our own John Deere tractors that, you know, we all know from here in Waterloo, we saw some of them at the shipping port. So it's everywhere, and whether or not I work with the Panama Canal directly, it will definitely come up in my career.
The improved 50-mile-long canal will herald two-way traffic and 24-hour service. Once operational, a separate shipping nightmare still looms, the inland waterways which feed into the canal. According to Soy Transportation Director Steenhook, the aging locks and dams along the Mississippi River are vulnerable.
Unfortunately, they're falling into disrepair. We're seeing unexpected closures on the increase, and we're coming closer and closer to potential catastrophic failure at any one of these lock sites. And if that happened during harvest season, it could really have a detrimental impact.
This is USS Iowa, VV-61 battleship.
The battleship Iowa threaded the needle several times during the canal's 100-year history. This tight squeeze is a family keepsake on YouTube, recorded in 1986.
That's a tugboat whistle, Johnny.
Journey into the land that brought the world together.
The rich history and the centennial expansion are prompting a new tourism campaign to lure cruise ships to the canal.
With over 80 direct flights, Panama is where the world meets.
farmers, agribusiness, and other stakeholders are already planning to visit as the canal begins its next 100 years as a commercial shortcut between buyers and sellers. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rick Fredrickson.